USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Crews striving to rescue a group stranded aboard a tour-guided submersible near the Titanic sinking site. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger says one problem is the amount of oxygen that's available for the five people on board.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability.
Air and surface crews are searching waters in an area about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and roughly 13,000 feet down. Among those on board the stranded craft included British billionaire and famed explorer Hamish Harding. Millions of Americans in the South are experiencing severe weather. That's according to the National Weather Service. There's excessive heat warnings and advisories in effect from Texas to Louisiana. These warnings come after the dangerous weather this past weekend. Heavy rainfall and thunderstorms continue through tonight. Former President Trump says handing classified documents back over to the National Archives isn't as easy as it would seem.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Trump said in an interview aired on Fox News Monday, the National Archives should have asked, please, please, please. Trump had possession of the boxes in question for roughly 18 months prior to a federal grand jury subpoena demanding their immediate return. Texas is now the last state in the nation to end its COVID emergency rules. As we get closer to the 4th of July, a new national survey ranks Arkansas as the least patriotic state in the nation.
Wallet Hub examined all 50 states based on things like military enlistment and civilian engagement. While the natural state came in dead last, the ranking showed Virginia is the most patriotic state in the country. I'm Brian Shook.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
An Arizona police officer is recovering and a suspect is dead after a shootout. Investigators say it happened Monday early in the day, west side of Phoenix. The Department of Public Safety trooper shot in the leg. The suspect died after smashing his car through a wall. Former President Trump still believes he won the 2020 election. Speaking in that same interview aired on Fox News Monday, Trump said there's never been a full investigation of the ballots, and if there were, according to Trump, he would have won.
Wisconsin has practically admitted it was rigged. Other states are doing the same right now.
It was pointed out to him that several lawsuits trying to overturn the election were tossed, but he remained resolute. He added that he does not mean to be controversial, but he has to be, otherwise the mainstream media, in his words, will ignore him. Black lawmakers are marking the 158th anniversary of Juneteenth. New York Democratic Congressman Richie Torres said on the House floor Monday, Juneteenth is to Black America what July 4th has exclusively been to White America, Independence Day. 96-year-old Opal Lee marched in Fort Worth's annual Walk for Freedom.
More people need to be aware of the significance of Juneteenth.
While the day officially became a federal holiday in 2021, Juneteenth has been celebrated since Galveston, Texas residents first held church gatherings and community events in 1866. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.